Yes, another day, another dollar we don't spend on these moves. Hear this. All right, check it out. So, the Manosphere, you hear the names Chad and Tyrone pop up very often, and they're usually used to describe the alpha male that has the ability to get a lot of women. But if you ask me, there's many Chads and Tyrones that aren't alpha. They may be alpha as far as being physically dominant, but many aren't alpha when it comes to personality, because there's a lot of Chads and Tyrones out there that lack confidence, good decision making, and a lot of Chads and Tyrones don't take accountability, which isn't alpha in my opinion. I also noticed that people often call Chads and Tyrones alpha because when they get upset about something, they may beat their chest and scream like a red fox in the heat. If they get upset at the drop of a hat, then that's not alpha. That's being overly emotional, in my opinion. And some of you that don't like me but always come back to watch my videos are probably listening to this thinking, well, FJT, you aren't an alpha male. And in my response, I would say that you are correct. I would consider myself a sigma male. But back in my coochie plantation days, I would have been considered a Tyrone and a beta Brad at different times in my life. You're probably scratching your head wondering, how could I be a Tyrone and a beta Brad? Well, let me explain. When I was growing up, I was always taught to never disrespect the woman, even if she disrespected me. I was taught to hold doors for a woman. I was taught to treat women nice, get married, and live happily ever after. So when I became old enough to date, I was putting women on several pedestals. I did everything my girlfriend said that they liked. I always stayed faithful to my girlfriends, even when other girls wanted my swollen sausage. I got into physical altercations. If another man bothered my girlfriends, I always made sure to hold the door open for my girlfriends. I always sent the good morning, beautiful text messages. I always did something special whenever it was their birthday or Valentine's Day, Christmas. And I put in so much effort to always fall short. One of my ex-girlfriends even told me to my face that I was too soft. So I noticed my girlfriends became bored with me quickly. And if I caught them flirting with another guy or cheating on me, it was almost always with a Chad or Tyrone thug. And people always told me that I was just picking the wrong women and to keep searching for a unicorn, they said. The perfect girl is out there for you, they said. So I kept searching and searching and searching. And for the most part, it was just the same result over and over. All I wanted was to find this magical unicorn woman and settle down with her and live happily ever after. So after I got cheated on again, I became angry and went into a rage, because it's painful when you find out the person you're in a relationship with is doing all the things she said she would never ever do to you. So I went into a red pill rage before I even knew what red pill rage was. So I told myself, F all of these women. If they want to act like mop buckets, then I'm going to treat them as such. That's when I went on a pump and dump spree. I just used them for what I wanted, and I went on to the next. At that moment, I officially became a Tyrone. And I was a Tyrone for a while, because I noticed I had more success with women when they noticed I didn't give a damn about them. I stopped holding doors. I stopped the good morning, you look so beautiful text messages. I stopped whining and dining them. I talked to them with disrespect at times. I blocked their number and have them crying on my voicemail. Freaking Jersey Tales, please take me back. I'd do anything to make it up. You know? And sure, they complain about it. But when I treated them like dirt, they stuck to me like mud. It's interesting because years later, they still try to reach out to me. And this applied to older and younger women. Now, I'm not giving any PUA advice, but this was my technique. Step one, get as many numbers as possible. Step two, the women that didn't seem down to hang out, block them. Step three, schedule a date with at least three of them, about three of them or more on the same day. Step four, only go on a date with the ones that seem like they might give it up. Step five, go on a date and leave the other girls hanging. Step six, open up your phone and laugh at the angry text messages from the women you flaked on. Step seven, take a date to the bedroom, drop your tantaran inside her, and watch her squirt. Step eight, after she drained your engine fluids, get up and tell her you gotta bounce. Step nine, walk out the door and repeat step three. But just as a disclaimer, I wouldn't recommend being a Chad or Tyrone going out slinging hot box, because that comes with a lot of risk nowadays. And as some of you already know, I've also been in some dangerous situations that could have cost me my life because of BJJ. I personally don't do it anymore. But if you decide to go the Tyrone route, then hey, more power to you. Just understand the risk. And I'll admit that it was wrong for me to take my frustration out on many vajayjays around the world, because I screwed up a lot of women's pair bonding abilities. What's interesting is that after I banged them out and put them in the block list, their next boyfriend was usually someone that looked almost exactly like me. Crazy, right? And I might catch some flack for this, but I'm gonna be real. Even though it was wrong for me to go on a pump and dump spree in the past, I'd be lying to you if I said I didn't enjoy it. Ha 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 ha!